Shalom, saints of God, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. My name is Dan with my lovely wife and very best friend, Sheila Crawford. And we want to remind our listeners that all of our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net, a plethora of knowledge that we hope you will share with others. Please now join us in prayer. Most merciful Abba Father, forgive us our sins as we humbly ask for your continuing guidance in this world that evolves in wickedness. Since we are called to occupy till you call us home, may you light our way to enable us to be a beacon to the unsaved, always being ready to give the gospel. We pray for our faithful listeners for their healing of any infirmities and the salvation of their loved ones. Bless abundantly our faithful supporters as we sincerely thank you for your many provisions. May you be glorified with tonight's message, and we pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I hope that you, everyone listening, had a great week last week. And we have a lot to report tonight. I touched on it briefly last time, but since the sudden death of Supreme Court Justice Scalia, many hearts have more assuredly come to the realization just how really corrupt our country, actually the whole world, is. For those who want the liberal agenda to succeed, they are expressing such happiness that he is gone, as evidenced on the liberal social media. It's just so appalling to me. And that after my many years, I am just so grieved at what has happened to our great country.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's really amazing to witness such vile and evilness that they were actually glad that he was dead.
I know. For our Supreme Court justice to be in Texas without any personal security, mm-hmm. and then his son, apparently at the last minute, was not able to go with him.
Wonder what. What do you think that is?
Well, I can't find his personal reason, but I think I know, and it's because what has just recently came out on alternative news is that Justice Scalia had an earlier secret one-on-one meeting with Obama on Air Force One until he was dropped off at Marfa, Texas, while Obama went on to California. What experts are surmising is that Obama tried one more time to convince Scalia to change his stance, probably on a few things, but particularly on Obama's Clean Power Plan law. That added more destructive EPA regulations on energy companies and particularly the coal industry. In fact, 24 states filed a lawsuit against it.
Scalia obviously couldn't be swayed. Then he was found dead the next morning in regular clothing. And at first, no autopsy, and then a quick embalmment.
Well, the embalmment was what was first reported, but actually he was cremated, and swiftly. And of such an important public official, it's just unheard of.
Something fishy there.
Well, it's actually against the laws of Texas. Oh, and Masonic multimillionaire John Poindexter, a close personal acquaintance of Obama, who discovered the body and owns the ranch where Scalia died, initially said his hands were folded and there was a pillow over his head. Who, however, recanted later and said, oops, I meant it was above his head.
Yeah, I don't think that was a mistake. I think that was sending a clear message to the other members, like what the mafia does.
Well, you would think they would have done a better job, like perhaps a car accident. But no, they wanted those who would understand to be sure they would comply accordingly. I really believe that. It's interesting, too, that I read where another judge had a recent scare as well. Do you remember who that was?
Judge Roberts, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, and Obama, in the very first year of his presidency, actually awarded this ranch owner, John Poindexter, a war medal for his time in Vietnam. And, in fact, he's seen in many pictures with Obama on the Internet, looking pretty friendly. You can check it out yourself. In my view, I believe Obama is a plant and was put into office to end capitalism, private property ownership, and the individual's right to self-determination. And this is all accomplished through Agenda 21, which the Pope is also pushing. And technocracy, which is the takeover of all energy use, thus, ultimately, all finance, through programs such as capping CO2 emissions, cap and trade, et cetera, those kind of things. And carbon credits under this system could become the new currency.
Yep, and the dollar is a thing of the past, and, you know, all that thing, that's the destruction of America.
I know. So, here we go. Some very important rulings will be compromised, even though important previous oral arguments, which included Justice Scalia and the other eight, had already come to conclusions, just not yet officially voted on. So likely, those decisions were leaked out to the president of what the assured outcome would be. So, time to take some serious measures.
No doubts. You know, Justice Scalia was, he was one tough cookie.
Oh, yes, and now I'm realizing just how tough. He shot down climate change fraud. He was involved in discussions on how to arrest Hillary. He vigorously opposed Obamacare. He was even involved in Pentagon talks on how to arrest and replace Obama.
Oh, wow, that is big.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, he had a perfect health record in spite of what they're saying.
Right. And even if Obama does not get his Loretta Lynch or any of his appointments confirmed, it's still one less conservative to contend with. He will get his way, and he did send the others a message.
The handwriting is on the wall. Watch and see.
You know, saints, God is so good that he is allowing us to really realize how close we are to the final 7 years called the tribulation. And after all my years of studying the scriptures, I am positive that we, as born-again believers, will escape the worst part of the end-time scenario, the whole 7 years.
It's our blessed hope. And what our salvation is all about, his return.
That's right. Until then, you know what you have to do. And saints, make it a priority in your life. Think every day how you're going to fulfill that great commission.
Amen.
Now, the real damage can and will be done before November's election.
If there is one.
Yeah, right. He wants to radically change the United States of America. We've already talked about that. But he will be taking some deep left turns on free speech, and that'll especially affect us evangelicals. Abortion, affirmative action, unions, gun rights, or anything else the unrighteous have ever dreamed of by rubber stamping Obama's unconstitutional amnesty orders. And this is a big ticket item to tear down Republican drawn districts in many states. Scalia was a solid vote to overturn Obama's executive order on immigration, which is the main focus on how to hammer the nail into America's coffin. And it will be through illegal immigration.
Yes, let's elaborate on that a little bit, because you have a report actually out of the Russian news that confirms more information on why Scalia had to go.
Yes, and it's from the website whatdoesitmean.com from January 25th.
Yeah, I think that was written before the Supreme Justice Scalia's death.
Yes, it was. And it's a warning that Obama has truly embarked upon a master plan to forever alter the entire electorate of the United States by utilizing what Federation legal analysts are describing as the most fearsome U.S. Supreme Court case to ever have been litigated in U.S. history. So is this making sense yet?
And should it be successful, could very well see America completely destroyed.
Right. Now, let me try to explain in the best way I'm able.
Good luck.
Since I'm not an expert in this, but it has to do with redefining Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. And you do this by flooding the United States with as many refugees and illegal aliens as possible. With Obama knowing that under current U.S. law, these non-Americans are given the exact same rights to representation as American citizens. So the Supreme Court will soon decide if the total population, which is what Obama wants, should overrule the present one person, one voter population to apportion state legislative districts.
Can you say that in a different way?
In a different way. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. The difference between total population and voter population in selecting representatives is the loophole Obama is using in flooding America with illegal non-voters. Because when the total population metric is used, the voter population can be completely overwhelmed and our rights taken away by sheer numbers.
Which now he expects the Supreme Court to rule in his favor?
Oh, undoubtedly. Counting all people amplifies the voting power of places with large numbers of residents who cannot vote legally, including immigrants who might be here legally, but they're not citizens, the illegal immigrants, children and current prisoners. Those places tend to be urban and to vote Democratic. However, a ruling as it is now that districts must be based on equal numbers of voters would keep political power away from the cities with their many immigrants and children and toward instead the older and more homogeneous rural areas as it has been. So you can see that before November's election, a lot can change. So to say, as most are, oh, just wait till the election and things will get better again. We're going to take America back like Trump says, could be futile, for the damage will have been done. Anyhow, regardless of who wins the presidency, the American road is not just pitted, but full of gouges and sinkholes.
Like the Titanic heading towards the iceberg.
For sure. And by the way, that was no accident either.
Yeah, we won't go down that road.
But, saints, please don't let this stuff get you down. God is in control. Bible prophecy must be fulfilled. And I must repeat, this is just more assuredness that Jesus will be calling his bride up very soon.
Yeah, we pray it's this year. All right, then. You can send your end time question to by email to Sheila at show5ministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio. Your love offerings are still very much needed and greatly appreciated and automatically puts you on our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning. And the first Friday of every month, Shofar Assembly gathers for worship and a timely Bible study at Chester Christian Center in Chesterland, Ohio. And we'll be back in Menor on March 24th. Any news from the Middle East?
Yeah. Saudi Arabia has engaged a threatening situation aimed at Russia in Syria, who aren't scaring very easily. Saudi Arabia, along with its allies, have begun massing approximately 350,000 ground troops in northern Saudi Arabia and have transported 20,000 tanks, 2,450 warplanes, and 460 military, while declaring the airspace in northern section of the country to be closed. Well, Russia says, hey, don't even think about it. Or they would have no choice but to use tactical battlefield-style nuclear weapons on Saudi Arabia, which would also mean radioactive fallout being carried by the wind, who knows how far. And adding more threat to Russia is our Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has announced he was asking NATO allies to join a United States coalition to send more ground troops into Syria, a lot of them. This is directly threatening the Russians to be facing NATO as well. But I have to say maybe it did work, because now Russia and Syria have agreed to a partial ceasefire, but not from ISIS, of course. It sounds like a fantasy to me, but from what dots I can connect, the Russian-Syrian armies and the Kurds will put down arms and the United States will stop focusing on Syria's army and employ only proportional force in self-defense against those not party to the agreement, as in ISIS and other jihadists. Any ceasefire, however short-lived, will allow for humanitarian aid to get to the people. And who knows what happens after that?
It amazes me how our American media is totally silent about all this.
Well, it's by design.
Yeah, no what.
They want you to be taken totally by surprise if or when a war should break out. So you'll be too scared to think. And instead, we'll just do what the politicians tell you. They want to keep Americans ignorant of the news, which is why they fill us with sports events and all kinds of entertainment on TV and award shows. And now that Scalia is gone, our internet will probably be affected too. It's actually already happening. Worthy websites are crashing all the time, costing big bucks to fix it. I don't know if I could. Anyhow, most do not know when the bad guys, they actually don't know who the bad guys really are. So when they hear that Russia attacked our allies in Saudi Arabia with nukes, Americans will gasp, and off to war they'll go to get the Russians out of Syria, who's protecting Assad, but mostly the oil pipelines that Saudi Arabia wants to build. In fact, Putin has encouraged Assad that it might really be better to step down in comfort and luxury in some beautiful country like Dubai. But with Iran's blessing, Assad just keeps deciding to stay, which is kind of strange to me, but must be that power thing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what about that mansion Obama bought in Dubai?
Yes, I heard Washington made a deposit on a $4.9 million villa, and when the leak was traced back to an Admiral Williams, he was fired. And they said the reason for it was he was watching pornography on a government computer. They've used that before, I think. Anyhow, back to Saudi Arabia military buildup. Analysts said that Saudi Arabia would never take the chance anyway, and this was all just for show. And, of course, time will tell. But meanwhile, this brutal five-year war, which has cost 470,000 lives, left 1.9 million injured, displaced half the country's population of 23 million, and has left Assyria ravaged almost beyond recognition. Damascus is still standing for now, but soon Isaiah 17 will be fulfilled, which should happen right at the door of the tribulation, but not necessarily from war. I have read where Iran wants to bulldoze the city to accommodate busloads of pilgrims. I wonder what they have in mind, but it's certainly interesting. Another interesting news tidbit is there is supposed to be an emergency Bilderbergers meeting in Florida very soon to discuss the falling economy and the world currency manipulation. And who knows what else? And Hillary has been placed on Russia's terror sponsor watch list. I'm not kidding. For the millions upon millions of dollars she has accepted from numerous terrorist countries.
And it's quite amazing. Places like Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Qatar, Algeria, Kuwait, Bahrain, UAE, and Oman.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
It's a mouthful. And she had a private meeting this past week in Beaumont, Texas. It's a famous place. With Pakistani businessman Mohammad Tahrir Javid at his home, which was later attended by 250 other Muslims that collected about $500,000, making it one of the top five private fundraisers she has had in America to date. And just this morning, Obama went on national TV to rest assure the people that Guantanamo Bay will be emptied of all its terrorists on his watch. How about that? Oh, and one more thing we got time for is that this morning, apparently 13 bald eagles have been found dead in Baltimore. 9 fairly close to each other and the other 4 in another area with no apparent trauma. Some are saying that it's a sign of our rights being taken away. It's an omen. Since we look at the eagle, which is on our dollar bill, as our symbol of freedom. Besides these birds, we are seeing many schools of fish washing up on our shores. A bunch of blackbirds not too long ago found dead. And over the last few years, many mass deaths of animals have been occurring. Again, more foreshadows of what is coming. We have to close. God bless you until next time. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. And that's Psalm 122, verse 6. Hope you have that memorized. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.